The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday right here in Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. March the 28th, 5.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, and the news was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Same great service. Outstanding service. Same outstanding walk-in humidor. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're here at the helm with Bad Bob. And how are you doing there, buddy?
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
It'll be a toasty one, too.
Beautiful.
Yeah, good morning, Linda.
Before I go into the weather, I just want to, you know, we talk about Tobacco and Brew, and for those of you who love to have a good cigar, I met with Shelley yesterday. We kind of caught up on some things that she's going to be doing with the Tobacco and Brew and a remodel and moving the humidor, and the remodel of the humidor is beautiful. But she went to like a cigar show.
Yeah.
Attended a cigar show. I'm not sure if it was Vegas, but vendors from all over the world go. She has some very limited additions coming in because she happened to meet this guy that represents these particular companies. He said, how would you like to have, you know, a couple, like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 boxes? That would be a limited series of 1,000 boxes only.
Wow.
So the cigars are going to run like in the $35 to $50 range. But think of that special gift for the person that really has everything, loves everything, and has this special, you know, like rare cigar.
Yeah.
So I told her when she gets, she's going to be getting me the information, because I thought, you know, we have some friends that are going to just, their ears are going to light up because they love that kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And like, tomorrow night you're going to be attending a thing that's just about whiskey.
That's right, I am tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Totally forgot about
over
that.
Over at the Squire Room.
At the Squire Room.
It's a whiskey tasting.
A whiskey tasting.
A whiskey tasting. How could I forget that?
Oh,
the old Squire Room, it looks just like the old Squire Room, the new Squire Room does.
I love that. It kept the orange Naga hype.
Oh, my gosh, it has such a...
Minus the reprobates.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Well, no, I'll be there.
Yeah. Okay, let's
go. I don't know what you say about reprobates, because they used to be the hangout, because when the police station was here,
There
were police hanging out there all the time.
This is back in the time when the lobbyists used to have 5 cocktails at lunch, right? 61 degrees in the downtown studio, sunny with a high near 82 today. Windy about 9 to 15 miles per hour with gusts that can get up to about 20. Tonight, mostly clear with lows of around 50. And we'll have gusts of about 18 miles per hour tonight.
I did not do that.
Thursday is sunny with a high near 84. Thursday night is a low with around 50. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Friday night, around 51 of our lows. Here's Saturday. 77 and Sunday with a 76. Beautiful day for an Easter egg hunt. Can't wait for, you know, all the little Easter goodies and watching kids run around and everything. That'll be fun. Okay, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated. We love that. With most of our sponsors here on KCNR 1460, they're veteran owned, locally owned. And, of course, we're veteran owned and locally owned. So we love the fact that, you know, businesses helping support businesses where the money and the taxes here, we know what it is to be able to pay our staff and have everything stay local. So Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Supervisors are looking at, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, at adding 60 beds and via a couple of different ways. But they're also looking at saying, hey, we're going to bring a consultant in to see if they could find a new way of getting more beds. I can't believe that they waited 8 years to say, hey, you know what, we can't figure this out, so maybe we should bring a consultant in. I mean, it's only been brought up like 28 times that maybe you should bring in somebody that does this for a living, you know, figure out a way to get more beds in here and let them work through this. And the answer's always been, well, there has been no answer, because that's what board supervisors is really good at a lot of times, is just no answer. When you ask them a question or a direct question, it's an answer, but it's not the answer. But at least they're doing something, so I guess we should give them a little round of applause. It must mean is that this, it must be election year. What? Can that be? It could be. Dave Kehoe has actually got some people running against him. I've actually seen for the first time since I've lived in Reading a Dave Kehoe sign for supervisor. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10 years. And he's run, and before that they said he didn't run. Nobody ran against Dave. I wonder why that is. Is it just because people are just, you know, they're just kind of like, I'm not going to run. It's too big. You know
it's what? Always it, been this way.
Well, yeah, but it's also, you know, like, you know what? It's tough and I have to raise money. And then, you know, like when I, somebody, you know, when I was approached about it, and then I was warned off by a person that said, oh, no. And he said, you know, I'll support you next time. But he really supports us. And I said, well, don't you think that he, you know, that the next person would support you? You know, and so it was just, you know, I when I hear these things, I am so glad that people are running against incumbents here.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I like Tom Bosenko, I'm glad he's got an opponent, because it makes Tom come out, and Tom comes out, and then he has to be even though that he's here with us on a regular basis. At that point, then he articulates to everybody what his plans are. And then you have somebody that's pushing and with another viewpoint. There's nothing wrong with other viewpoints coming up there. So I think it's healthy. Even Leonard, somebody ran against Leonard Modi, but he was a guy that his whole thing was running on marijuana, which, as it turns out, it succeeded, not here in Shasta County. Okay, so what else?
Well, we have a ticket giveaway here. Let me see if I can find this. I had it pulled out.
For the Riverview.
Riverfront. Can you find that for me? Okay, it's Jack of Diamonds. Wonderful play that's happening there. I've got 2-4 tickets if you'd like that, all the way through March 31st. So, you know, you just have a couple days to attend. But it's a comedy by Marcia Cash and Douglas Hughes, directed by Leon and Kathy Campton. Now, Leon and Kathy, wonderful people. They are, I think this, I've heard this may be their last directorial thing that they're doing. So what you have basically is Friday and Saturday and Sunday matinee. So give us a call if you'd like to go to see a theater, something wonderful at the Riverfront. At 605-4567, we'd love you to fill the seats. All right, there's that. And then, of course, we want to talk about Jersey Mike's.
There it is. We talked about it a lot yesterday, and we're going to hit it again today, that the Jersey Mike's is providing every cent that they make today under the Jersey Mike's Day of Giving. Will donate 100% of the day's sales to the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. So I expect everybody that's listening to go down there and get a sandwich. You can either eat it there, take it out, eat it back at work, or eat it at home. The bottom line, though, is that it's a great thing that Jersey Mike says. It does all clear across the country. And more than $4.4 million for charities have been raised nationwide. Last year's Month of Giving campaign raised over $5,000 here in Reading, and distributed more than 1.5 million free sub sandwiches to help numerous causes. Since 2010, they've raised more than $24 million for worthy charities. You know, you think about that. That's a lot. And, they, you know, giving the whole day. So that's a total day that they support this. So, okay.
Hey, they're just great people.
They are. Bev Mills and her husband are,
man,
super people. They also, besides this one day, they also support veterans events. They support the museum, Veterans Museum, the whole thing. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well.
Okay,
it's 61
degrees.
It's going up to 82 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Right.
Why are you looking at me like
that?
No,
I'm just wondering who that song was.
Now, that would be the Gap Band, You Dropped the Bomb on Me.
Love it.
Baby.
Hey,
okay.
According to the top headline of In the Drudge Report, Trump approval holds at 45%, Carl.
Well, you know what? The economy's kicking in there. Oh, by the way, Kim Il-sung traveled in a very heavily armored train to China and is meeting with the leader of China. And I think his name is Xi. So people are thinking is that, well, what's this going to lead to? Is this going to lead to, you know, because Trump is talking about meeting directly with Kim Il-sung. Now, here's the naysayers. Oh, he shouldn't do that. That doesn't leave him any room to negotiate. Well, that's wrong. Him meeting with Kim Il-sung, they sit there, they look each other in the eyes, and they talk. It doesn't mean, you know, anything has to be signed that second, but it opens up the dialogue, which we haven't had with the Koreans. Obviously, the North Koreans have been just continuing to build their little nuclear devices and shooting the rockets off and everything. I mean, Obama did nothing, Clinton did nothing, Bush did nothing. So, you know, I'm not sure what the problem is with the fact that Trump's going to meet this guy directly. Anyway, so he's over there. Cosmopolitan.
I love this.
Okay, now see, this is so... You talk about a
values. You know, you talk about things that aren't fair. The, you know, between a set of, you know, when you talk about how people are treated differently and magazines are treated differently. Cosmopolitan.
All right. All right. So Cosmo, and I've felt this, so that I think it's wonderful they are taking action. They're not banning Cosmo. They put Cosmo would be in the magazine stand. So you go to the magazine aisle, that's one thing. But when you're at the checkout counter and you've got your kids, let's just face it, Walmart's usually a place for families. A lot of families go there. And you've got a kid that's 8 years old, and the headline would say, best sex ever, how to give your man pleasure. Well, okay, so that visual of what you're showing us right now is showing us something where, you know, you're not seeing...
It's like Playboy.
You're seeing lots of cleavage. Yeah. No.
Well, here's the difference is
the headlines are...
Is that they don't want to have anything, they didn't, you know, for male magazines, or any, you know, for at one time, but Cosmopolitan's front, you know, lines, that one, Best Sex Ever, is one of the more, what can I say, the more...
Conservative
headlines, because they have others that are talking about oral sex and everything, and it's right there.
I know.
And so you look at it, and you see 12-year-old girls picking this thing up and reading it, and you're saying, well, I'm not sure if that shouldn't be for people that are a little bit, that should be at least a PG, parental guidance on this,
yeah.
You know, that they say. Well, you know, it was like when we went over to Barnes & Noble, and they had 50 Shades of Grey on a table, not even marked that it was an adult, you know, adult themes, and with you know, explicit sex scenes, and it was next to the Walt Disney books. It took people literally going down there, people organizing and going down to Barnes and Noble to get them to move it. So, I think it's a good idea. There should not be two standards. If you're going to talk about sex, it should be, you know, put it up in the higher racks where the kids
can't
see it.
Well, the Walmart's decision comes amid the Me Too movement and a national reckoning on sexual harassment. So here's the thing. I mean, you're going to hypersexualize anybody standing in line if they're seeing images or there's a reading something. You're standing there with groceries in your cart that's like looking at a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually applaud them. I'm just curious, if you're listening right now, give us a call, 605-4567. I want to take your calls. We want to take your calls. What do you think about this? Do you think this is invasive? Do you think that this is a good idea? Do you have a thought on this? Or go into our chat.
I always thought, you know, Cosmopolitan, at least in the last couple of decades,
what our listeners
their magazine covers were very provocative.
Then, of course, we have the guy's answer to Cosmo,
which is Maxim, and you don't see that.
That's not at the stand.
But that's not on the stands. You know, when I was assigned to NATO in Italy, I was riding from the airport to the base. On my first day there, and I'm kind of like, you know, looking around, you know, it's, you know, like billboards and everything. And we stop at a light, and I look at a billboard across the street, and it is a picture of a smiling baby. But his head was in between two naked breasts.
Was he nursing?
No, he was just looking out the breast on either side of his head, but the big smile on his face.
But did they show the full breast?
Euros advertising.
Yeah. It was like, and I'm looking at it, and it was written in Italian, and I'd been studying my Italian, and I was trying to read it, and the driver says, "Oh no, that's for a toy. That's for a toy store." I'm looking at it, and I went, "That ad's for a toy store? Yeah, for a kid's toy store." And I went, "Okay."
Oh, primetime Euro television is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, well, anyway. I love watching the European commercials when they do the national, international commercial competition, and you watch them from Poland and Russia and Sweden and Italy.
They have a completely different idea.
They're wonderful, but you know, you're right. When you go over there, I mean, Italy is a little bit more very Catholic, very, you know, women dressed in dresses and... You know, it seems a little bit not as,
you know what, you think,
forward thinking as maybe Sweden.
You think there's sexual harassment in the United States. And there is. Wait till you go to Italy. I mean, it is unbelievable the sexual harassment women put up with over there. I mean, it may, perhaps it's changed, but I don't think it's changed a lot. I rode on a train one time, and this woman was sitting there, and this guy comes over and sits next to her and starts, I thought, frankly, that it was her boyfriend, because he was leaning on her, his arm around her, and she finally gets up and tells him, leave me alone. And she walks over, and she sits in another seat, and I was sitting there thinking, wow. And then there's this famous photo of a woman walking down the street, and all these guys, they weren't construction workers, they were just people, guys on the street, all were making catcalls and whistling and making rude remarks at this girl. And this was big, and it may still be over there. So
my Amsterdam contact says that there are pockets of Amsterdam, which is a very open-minded city, but has been essentially flooded with immigrants from the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa. That there are parts of that town where a woman simply does not go.
Oh, no, I believe that. I believe that.
Okay, I want to hear something else interesting.
Oh, I'm always up for interesting.
It may be very trivial to some, but, you know, millennials, obviously, the world is changing in the millennial world. And after millennials apparently disown bras, chain restaurants, and napkins, a new question has emerged.
Wait a minute. They don't use napkins?
This is just according to...
Okay.
Let me get to it.
I thought bra burning was a 60s
thing. I don't know. Disown bras.
USA Today.
Chain restaurants and napkins, a new question has emerged. Do you really need a top sheet on your bed? In some dark corners of the internet, some say they're tearing it off, while some appreciate the top sheet. This flat sheet placed atop sleepers to keep blankets on the other side clean. Others see it as an unnecessary addition that just ends up tangled at the bed's end.
Wow. I didn't find that interesting at all.
Well, obviously, they don't live in this part of the world because during the summer, that's about all you want.
They said after millennials killed the chain restaurants.
Look what's happened with three stores closing. Aaron Brothers is closing. 90 stores.
Right.
Kmart. Yeah. Sears. Yeah. What else? We have, I'm sure, a litany of...
Chain stores are, chain stores. But then what's going on with the chain restaurants? Are they looking for a different kind of restaurant? I know one thing is that they're ones with kiosk. They like ones with kiosk. Mm-hmm. You know? Okay, we're going to take a break. We've got Safari Club International with us. And we want to talk about their upcoming fundraiser and banquet that they use. And we're here with Sheila McLeod, and we'll take a quick break and talk to her about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is someplace you can go in and you can see Jeff come in, the president of the bank, and say, hi, how you doing? So I'll get you a cup of coffee. I mean, it's just a friendly place to do business. Their newest branch at 1845 California Street has been open for several months now. But you're looking at extended business hours. You're looking for people that want to help local dreams move forward. And once a month we have a business on there from Cornerstone Community Bank that absolutely does. Good, you know, people that establish their businesses and are moving forward. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Redding Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias and we love them.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
It's all systems go for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's annual fundraising auction, Gene, Jules, and Jazz, Out of This World, coming Saturday, March 24th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Get ready to blast off for a fun evening of entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, live auction, and more. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programming and events. Individual tickets and patron tables are available by phone at 530-242-3143 or online at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460.
It's going to be 82 degrees
today. Is it hump day?
And it's hump day.
I know, we stopped doing the camel. Somebody bugged us about the camel. But your 8 o'clock hour just for me. Just because I need the fix.
Okay, we'll do the hump.
I'm going to ask for the hump, you know, the hump day camel thing, you know. at the 8 o'clock hour. Currently 61. Our highs today are going to be 82. We're going to give you updates because, you know, it's getting beautiful and warmer by the moment. Our lows tonight will be 50, and we'll do a quick run through at 8 o'clock with the weather forecast. But I can just tell you right now, it's going to be beautiful, sunny week, and you're going to have a great Easter weekend. So there. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And it's going to be warm. So have you had all your filters checked on your air conditioning?
No, units? But we need to do it.
No, our guys are coming out. It's called Alliance Heating and Air. Been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for it. They are. Come on, have them give them a call. They're going to come out, check your systems, check, make sure that air conditioning is working, that your filters are clean, your air ducts are looking good, that if you need them to be clean, though, they can help you take care of that, too. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And we are here with one of our favorite people, Sheila McLeod.
Sheila, good morning.
Can I get that in writing?
Yeah. Get that in writing every year because, I tell you what, Sheila McLeod.
This is it in writing right here. It goes down in history forever in the archives.
This is, once it's here, it never goes away.
Right.
In fact, it's being shot out in the you know, it's all over the world right now, and it's being shot out into outer space. There are probably beings in places light centuries away that right now are thinking, it's Sheila. And they're all running in or floating in or materializing into wherever they do to listen to you.
Carl. Let's come back down.
Am I right, Bob?
To Reading Regional Chapter's Safari Club International's 24th annual banquet. You guys do not want to miss this night. It is really a wonderful event. We've been part of this event now, what, for 5 years?
Gosh, at least that.
And it is just, it's Safari Club International is the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Well, that's true. You know, people think, oh, they're hunters. Well, without hunters, there would not be wetlands. There would not. The turkey population that I so valiantly pursue during the spring. Not with a lot of luck, but with a lot of determination. The only reason turkeys are back is because of hunters.
Yes.
And the money that hunters spend for these programs.
Yes. You're not going to find other groups putting money into conservation like you do hunting organizations. We're really the only ones out there that are doing that. And we have to promote it. We cannot have just hunting without having conservation.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand. And we have a great evening. We have a great turnout, wonderful people. It's a very family-friendly evening. We give away lots of stuff free to the kids.
The kids come out of there with, I mean, they need help carrying stuff out to the
car. Holes,
I mean, we're talking
BB
about
BB guns,
BB
backpack.
Gun, backpack. I mean, what else? They just
and then
all types
the older
of stuff.
Kids, the older kids, the 12 to 17s, we draw for a rifle and a shotgun.
That's right.
And last year we did have a turkey hunt for one.
There you go.
So that was a great event for them, and they were very, very thrilled.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, when you, oh, my God, the rattling guns. Well, you know what? The thing about guns are, is when you're in the hunting, when you're hunting, you go through hunter safety courses. You've got parents that, obviously, if you're there, the parents, you know, are there, have been hunters in their lives. And I'm talking about men and women. To be able to come out there and teach kids the correct way. That's the thing I love so much about the Jake's program, is that we take kids that have never hunted turkeys before, and we take them out there, and we teach them safety. We teach them how to use firearm safety. But the whole thing is about the environment and conservation of a species and how they can help with this. And this is exactly what you guys do. I mean, I can't think of a better organization.
But we have to talk briefly about the political side of this. We are.
Oh, yeah.
We have lobbyists. We're the ones out there helping you to protect your right to hunt. We work hand in hand with the NRA. And currently we're fighting all kinds of objections in our state legislature. And there's a new one out there that maybe you've all heard came up this weekend. Someone is trying to propose that the charitable organizations cannot raffle guns anymore.
It was in fact, here's what happened. When I heard that, and this was a senator out of, down from, you know, Southern California, of course. And what he said was he gutted a bill, and what the bill was about something completely different. And he said that you would not be able, charitable organizations would not be able to raffle off firearms. Well, I immediately called Brian Daly's office and said, "What's going on here?" And they got back to me immediately. Said, and they said, "Look, it's not gotten out of committee. That the guy is rewriting it right now. So I bet he's going to probably try to restrict it. Maybe a certain type of gun or something." But they said he is rewriting it. It hasn't gotten out of committee. But that is exactly what we have to be on the alert for.
And this came out, it went like a firestorm. I mean, people knew about it everywhere.
Oh, I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, one safe place has guns. They use guns that have been raffled off to raise money for them, because this is Northern California. This is a place where people hunt, and they, you know, we like our guns. And to say that would restrict, I mean, how many millions of dollars has been raised?
Well, look, we have a scholarship. The night of the Safari Club International, I mean, you gather funds through the year, and that night you have a recipient.
Yes.
You announce a recipient. And so what is the scholarship about?
The scholarship is about it's $1,000. It's a 2.5 grade point average, and it's for a college or a 2-year student, and it's for fishing game, biology, wildlife, animal husbandry, any related major in your field that you want to seek. We're there to support you.
Now, this is a $1,000 scholarship you just give the young man who's just getting in here, by the way. That's why I said young man, because it's going to young women, too.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
So introduce our scholarship.
Yes, this is Cooper Easley. He's a student now at Shasta College. He is from Fall River, and he is our first Native American recipient also.
All right, Cooper.
Good morning, Cooper.
Hello, how are you?
Did you just drive down from Fall River today?
No, I was from Reading. I had to find parking.
Parking? It's right out here. Did anybody tell you you can park in front here? It's free.
I paid for it.
Well, you know, this is a good kid. I like him already.
Hey, Cooper, yeah. So tell us what you're studying in school.
So I'm attending Shasta College, and through my courses, I'm taking the AGNR, which is the Ag and Natural Resources. And so far, I've taken the forestry classes to become a registered forester.
Is that your goal?
Yes.
Registered forester, that's going to be great.
I know.
So what does a forester do? I mean, so for forester, a lot of people out there have heard, oh, he's a forester, but what is that exactly?
So a forester, you can go out and mark timber stands for the timber harvest. And mm-hmm. a registered forester can actually write the timber harvest plan. And not just regular foresters.
Which people don't realize is that plan has to be submitted, and it goes through, and it can take years
yes.
to get this plan through. I mean, when they start, Sierra Pacific wants to cut in an area or properly log an area, they can start 3-4 years out to get it through there. Am I correct?
Yes, and it's a lot of paperwork. It's a really, yeah. it's a big process.
So how did you hear about the Safari Club International Scholarship? Were you involved with the Safari Club before this? Are you a hunter as well, or how did you hear about it? Tell us your backstory with the scholarship, how you found out about it.
So where I come from is a small community, and everyone they really take care of each other. So the teachers at the high school, they printed out packets for us with a bunch of different scholarships for them, handed us out to them, and we kept reading them and reading them, and I finally found one that, you know, that would fit my field of study. So I applied for that one, and then my teacher kept on giving me more information about it, and I figured I grew up hunting, and I care about conservation, so it'd be a good one to put in for.
Okay, so now we're Safari Club International. The banquet is going to be April 28th. I know you have a meeting before that to look at the people that have applied for scholarship, and then you select the one that you feel like is the one that will most benefit.
Well, the one that stands out a little bit more because there is a letter asking what you can do to protect our rights in mm-hmm. hunting. I would like to comment on that. This is our eighth year of scholarships. Two have come from Fall River, two from Foothill, one from Central Valley, one from Red Bluff, and one from Liberty Christian. These are all fantastic kids. I am elated every year at everyone that I read and all of these kids. I was especially delighted to go to Fall River to hear they were second in the state scholastically for a small school. And their teacher, you know, expounded upon their attributes and everything and said, hey, these kids can even go out and gut a deer. So we have very practical, very smart kids.
Well, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. I think it's great, Cooper. Do you get a chance to hunt much while you're do you like turkey hunting?
Oh, I love turkey hunting. I love it.
I knew I liked you for a reason. As soon as you walked in, I wanted to start gobbling. Are you pretty good?
Yes.
Get one every year, two, three?
Just about. Last year I got one. I was on crutches. I had knee surgery before.
You know, you have no idea
they probably felt sorry for you. They said, oh, look at that poor kid, he's on crutches. Let's just go over and here, you, Jake, go on down and get shot. You know what?
What's your main, if you had one of the sport, what would it be for you as far as hunting?
What was that again?
If you had one, what would be your favorite sport to hunt?
Your favorite game.
Oh, yeah, okay. Turkeys, hands down.
Okay.
You know, it gets in your blood.
Yeah, it does.
It does. You know, I mean, you're out there in anyway.
Well, he's been not successful so far.
You just grabbed it with your bare hands while you're on crutches.
All right. Let's focus now. Do you have your current recipient, Cooper? Is he in on helping you choose your next year?
But yes, well, he can be. Absolutely.
Okay.
I hadn't thought about that because it would
without telling anybody anything. I mean, what it meant for him to get the scholarship. I mean, it's
a very good idea.
Of all, it's a great feeling to be chosen.
Yeah.
And then to know what you've done with it. And, you know, you're just a fine young man, Cooper.
Thank you.
You're very articulate. I think that's a great idea that Cooper could put down his thoughts on what it's meant to him. And then when you all put out the, you put it out to everybody and say, hey, here's the last years, and this is what it's meant to him. And,
well, we don't always have a recipient who's close by.
Yeah.
Most of the time at this time, they're off to a college in Montana or Idaho or someplace like that. And this does give me an opportunity to.
Sure.
Well, we're going to take a break. We want you to stay on the other side.
On crutches, huh?
Yeah, right.
On crutches.
KCNR 1460, Bob, let's take a break. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk more about how you can get a sponsor a table, be there for a table. It's just a really fun event. Just ask our neighbors across the street. KCNR 1460.
Right there with closets in back to send the children the night air. Is it so frightening to have me at your shoulder? Thunder and lightning couldn't be bolder. I'll write them your tombstone and thank you for dinner. This game that we had and we play is the winner. Well, let's bundle in the jungle. Well, that's all right by me.
Real people, real winners, looking to make memories with friends and family on the water this spring and summer? Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Land to Lake Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand new Ranger patio boat from Red and Yamaha Sea-Doo. Earn entries all month long. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe daily for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the wheels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card for your chance to win free slot play on Fridays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Friday, March 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger patio boat. Plus 14 lucky winners, $200 free slot play. Make this your relaxation station for fun and adventure, celebrating moments of creating memories all season long. Land to Lake Swipe to Win, a brand new Ranger patio boat. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time. Land to Lake Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Introducing Salt Creek Heights, luxury new home community in West Reading. High quality homes built by Palomar Builders, now open in phase one. And now featuring two new lower priced plans starting at just $403.8 and $421.8. Many lots with mountain or open space views. Energy efficient homes include an entry level solar system. Many traditional and modern styles available. Amenities include tile roofs, VersiFlex roofing, beautiful granite countertops, stylish tile bathtubs and showers, gorgeous kitchens, homes with 10-foot ceilings and up to 15-foot per plan, 8-foot front doors throughout, stylish light and plumbing fixtures, and exterior stained fencing. Contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker for more information at 941-9534. Now open, Salt Creek Heights by Palomar Builders. Take Eureka Way west of Buenaventura Boulevard to the entrance. Come see the difference. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I woke up at 5 a.m., put on my camouflage, wiped off my 243, fired up my Dodge, headed out to my old deer stand. Woo! Back in the pines.
Who is this?
Gonna get me a 10-point buck with 11-inch time.
That's Josh Turner.
All right. Yeah, you can.
Anybody can hunt deer.
I love country.
Anybody can hunt a deer. You get up, you put yourself in a blind, they walk by. Boopity boopity. Turkeys, on the other hand. Did you know that turkey, they found for the first year that they found an armed turkey who was carrying a little stiletto? Just want people to know it's not as easy as people think.
Well, I know.
This portion of the show brought
you
by
being in the Marines for 33 years of your life.
I tell you what, I'm putting on Kevlar this year. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment of the of our show. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading while I'm out turkey hunting. Linda's in there just kind of like shop, 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 shop. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, we're here with Sheila McLeod, who is the president of?
No, I'm just a glorified flunky.
You're just one of the driving forces.
You're the driving force, for sure.
Safari Club International Reading Regional Chapter's 24th Annual Banquet. And Cooper, who is, what's your last name again?
Easley.
Cooper Easley, who was the recipient of their scholarship last year. And has shamed me took a turkey last year while he was on crutches because that's his handicap. He said, I go out on crutches because it's too easy otherwise. And I also hold a 22-pound bucket of sand in my left hand while I'm getting ready to shoot.
Anyway,
Saturday, the 28th of April, you got to join us down there. First of all, this is a great event, and it does so much for our hunting community. And for the environment and conservation, this is what we're behind right
now. Yes, absolutely.
And I know we're going to have a table, and we encourage others to buy a sponsor package and a table. Let's talk about your tables. What it costs to buy a table, and what comes with the sponsorship table?
Okay, with the donor table is what we call it. It's $880 for eight people. It includes $800 in drawing tickets and two sponsor gun tickets at the end of the evening. For every five people who bought a sponsored gun or table, we draw a gun. And last year, I think we had eight sponsor recipients at the end.
Now, this is, if I'm $350.
$350, that's for a couples.
This is the sponsor package.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get two dinner tickets.
$400 in drawing tickets and a 1 in 5 sponsored gun
draw. Now, you think
about
that. Not only do you get you get $400 in drawing tickets that you put in, and let's just talk a little bit about the types of things you can win. We're talking about some of the best classes of firearms you're going to see at any event, and that's including the California Deer Association.
Oh yes,
which has great guns too.
Yeah.
But also things like bags and
calls. Deer carts, all kinds of
cases,
the gear that you need out there.
Optics. Spotting scopes.
All of that. Binoculars.
Yep.
And they're all good quality.
I want a bag, a range bag, that you can put your stuff in to go to the range, of course. But in it was also a predator call and a knife. Inside the bag. It wasn't just the bag.
No.
You get a bunch of stuff.
Okay, so let me just add in here that if you can't buy, for some reason, you can't buy a corporate table or a sponsored table, the tickets per person are?
$60 for one, $90 for a couple.
Okay. And then when we get there, you know, you have the girls that are selling the tickets, which are great. You get a package of tickets. And let's say you buy $100 for the tickets and you split those all off and you have the ladies table and the main table or the main drawing. And it's just a really fun night. Mm-hmm. And one year, I'm just going to say it, I don't feel guilty about it because you know what, you'll have years, you don't win anything.
Right.
And then one year,
you win
won three guns.
Yes.
I don't think it was too popular by some of the people. You know how you have those tables when everybody's winning at the table and you're right next to them and you're thinking, has anybody wanted our table? Well, that year I was winning and I could tell people were sneering at me, but I said, I'm sorry.
That's the way it is. It's just luck of the draw.
Because you'll go and not win anything.
Right.
So you can also have, though, besides just a sponsor package, you can also buy the entire table.
You can.
For how much is that?
$880,
but that includes eight dinner tickets.
And $800 in drawing tickets.
$800 in drawing tickets.
That's a lot.
It is. And then again, a 1 in 5 sponsor gun ticket. There's so many different ways to win at this place that you have the early bird. Early bird. You've got the cards. You have the live auction events. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're buying then, but still, you've got an opportunity.
Last year, you got me that nice little safe.
Yeah.
The safe is going to have guns in it this year. Yeah, it's going to be a big deal.
For the first time.
And we're going to have a card table draw. The mystery bags, those are full of all of local donations, and they go like hotcakes.
Mm.
And then there's a couple of other games. We have a special $300 game. If you buy $300 in tickets there at the dinner that night, there are three tables. One contains a rifle and other products, a shotgun and other products, and the other one is a pistol and other products. And you have a chance to win that.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I mean, there are so many different ways to win. Mm-hmm. And like we said, for young people, they're going to win without entering anything.
Yeah.
I mean, without costing anything.
Cooper, are you coming this year and bringing friends?
I am.
Yeah, your dad?
Definitely.
And how many buddies?
As many as I can drag down.
I love it. So are they like, God, Cooper, did they know about Safari Club International before you won the scholarship?
Yes, one of my friends, I actually was messing with them the night of graduation, and I told him that Jim Shockey was going to present me with the scholarship.
Okay, for people that don't know.
I'm a little shorter than him.
Jim Shockey
I can tell you I have met the man.
Jim Shockey is a national sportsman that he's got a TV show on the Outdoor Channel where he hunts all over the world. And if you're a hunter, you know who Jim Shockey is. It's the guy that wears the head, you know, the bandana. Yeah, well, the Stetson. He's got a bandana when he's hunting in these places. He's hunting in Russia the last time I saw him.
Right. But you're going to have an opportunity to be a member of Safari Club that night. Right. We have a sponsored gun drawing also for joining and being that evening. There's so many different ways.
Does that include renewals, too?
Renewals.
So, okay, you
can, it's a yearly renewal, correct?
Yearly renewals.
Now, if you're just a new member, is $35, but that enters you in the drawing, plus it gets you magazines, I think, every other month.
You get 6 magazines a year and 6 newsletters a year.
Right.
You also get our local chapter newsletter 4 times a year, and that keeps you up on all the political events and all the things that you should know.
And let me tell you this, I shouldn't say this, but there's a lot of hunts available, and you're going to find hunts at very reasonable prices here. I've gone and seen the exact same hunt at another organization that they paid twice. I mean, literally twice what you're going to be able to pay for it here at the Safari Club International.
And if you're going to go to Africa, we've got the best hunt to go to Africa, and you're going to get the best rate from us compared to any other banquet.
That's right. And they have the games, and they have the plains animal.
Yes.
Hunt.
Yeah.
That is extremely reasonable. They have elk.
We've got a cow elk hunt
that is.
And we are working on a buffalo hunt.
And
we're going to get one.
And these are free ranging, by the way. These are not ones.
They're not pinned.
Yeah, they're not pinned. They're not, you know, in a small area. These are all free ranging hunts that are out there.
Okay, we've been talking about this for a long time, but how do you go get tickets? Where does one go, Sheila?
One could come right in here to KCNR and get a flyer. And then you can go down to Old West Gun and Loan and get flyers down there. You can call Scott Borg at Trophy West Insurance, and he's 221-4650. You can call Larry at 474-5075. We are also going to be at Ladies Night at Sportsman Warehouse April the 5th, and we will be at the Reading Expo on the 7th and 8th of April. So come by, see us there, and sign up and get your spot.
Okay, tell us what the Reading Expo is.
The Reading Expo is...
Sportsman's Expo.
Sportsman's Expo. This would be the third year.
Yeah.
It's put on by a gentleman named Dustin Jank. He has brought the sports convention to Reading. It is vast. It is all, not just local guys, but throughout the Strait. And he's got just for hunting people in there doing
he's
the turkey calls.
Is it Fairgrounds or Civic?
At the convention center.
All right.
Right here in town.
We attended last year. That was huge, and it's wonderful.
It is huge.
I'll be teaching one of the classes there.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
That's the 5th?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the 7th and 8th.
Oh, 7th and
8th. 7th and 8th. Ladies' night at Sportsman's Warehouse is April the 5th.
We've invited Dustin?
Dustin
to be on the show. He's accepted. We're just setting up a time for him to come on.
And Cooper, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations.
It was a pleasure talking with
Looking
you, Cooper.
Looking forward to having you come on again.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
I'm not sure. Maybe after turkey season, we'll get Cooper.
I want to hear about the forestry stuff.
Yeah.
That I think too. That really is important in our future.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be with Celestina Traver, who is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We're going to talk about all the latest things. It's been a while since we've had the Veteran Service Officer on with us, so we'll have her on to talk about the newest things that are happening or the plans for our veterans here up in the Northern California area. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brews. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The views and opinions of shows on those of the
just a shade under 3% in the final 3 months of 2017.
The latest figure is a sharp upward revision that caps 3 straight quarters of healthy growth. The Trump administration is hoping the economy will accelerate further this year, aided by sizable tax cuts and increased government spending. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product was growing at a faster clip than its previous estimate of 2.5%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Facebook making some changes aimed at addressing user privacy concerns. It's grouping all of its privacy settings in one place instead of having them scattered across multiple pages. President Trump is told that the North Korean leader's meeting with China's president in Beijing went very well.
That's what China's Xi Jinping told President Trump about his meeting this week with Kim Jong-un, and that the North Korean leader looks forward to meeting the American president. The White House has said that Mr. Trump plans to meet with Kim by May, although no date or location has been announced. Amid nuclear tensions, the president tweeted there's a good chance that Kim will do what is right and move toward peace.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A Seattle area man accused of sending a dozen suspicious packages to multiple military bases around the nation's capital, charged with shipping explosive materials, suspect 43-year-old Van Kong Phan.
The FBI and Snohomish County Sheriff's Office arrested Mr. Phan at his residence, and this is related to an ongoing investigation being done by the FBI and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service of packages, suspicious packages that were sent to various locations in the D.C. metro area.
That's the FBI's Ian Dietrich. Wall Street, the Dow down 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
Do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
Their words changed the world.
Love is the only way.
Paul, Apostle of Christ, starring Jim Caviezel. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. Go to paulmovie.com.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal, which is fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. In theaters March 30th, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
France honors a national hero, a police commander who was killed last week after offering himself in exchange for a hostage during an attack by an Islamic terrorist gunman.
With full honor guard, Arnaud Beltrame's coffin was brought from the Panthéon, the mausoleum for French heroes, through the Latin Quarter and along the quays of the Seine to the Invalides Military Museum. Small crowds gathered along the way, but the weather was foul and most people were watching the ceremony on live television. It was a nation coming together to salute the noble gesture of a gendarme who, by offering himself as a terrorist hostage last Friday, gave his own life to save another's. Delivering the eulogy, President Macron said that while the name of the terrorist would sink into oblivion, Arnaud Beltrame's name would be remembered forever.
That's the BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Japan's prime minister worried that North Korean security threats to Japan may not come up at the next round of North Korean talks. Townhall.com. Uber surrenders its self-driving vehicle testing rights in California.
Uber's testing of autonomous vehicles on public roads in California is ending, at least for now. Uber has sent a letter to the California DMV saying it will let its permit expire Saturday. The decision comes on the heels of a crash last week in Arizona involving an Uber autonomous vehicle in which a pedestrian was struck and killed. Because of that incident, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey suspended Uber's self-driving vehicle testing program in the state on Monday. Uber is still allowed to test on public roads in Pennsylvania and Ontario, Canada, although all testing was suspended by the company because of the Arizona crash. I'm Mike Rossia.
Orange County, California, now getting involved in a lawsuit that challenges the state's so-called sanctuary law. On Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed now. The Dow is up 5 points. NASDAQ down, though, 66. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center of the Renaissance of downtown Reading. Down here on Market Street. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, newly remodeled. Redid, as Linda says, the whole walk-in humidor.
Redoing,
and everything,
yes.
Is great. Everything's down there is super.
It's always a toss-up whether it's pause for effect or a senior moment, Carl.
No, it's just pause for effect, guys. I never have a senior moment. What would we be talking about? Okay. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live, I think.
Yes, we are. Come on into our chat pack.
Hey, okay.
Our chat pack is KCNR.
Go for it, Linda.
Yeah, absolutely. KCNR1460.com, and you can go on our chat pack. You may have to reboot. Sometimes you have to do that if you're just newly to our chat room, and no, we don't sell the information. It's just that we have that for our files. No big deal.
Yeah, we don't Facebook your stuff.
No,
we
don't, absolutely. It's not being sold
we don't
commercially to anybody.
We
it's
don't
just,
stalk you afterwards.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Okay, now let's talk about the weather. It's currently 61 degrees. Today, our temperatures are going to reach around 82. We have some gusts predicted up to 20 miles per hour today. Mostly clear tonight, though, with our lows of around 50. And our gusts of wind could be up to 18, with the winds about 8 to 14 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 84, with a north wind around 11 miles per hour. So Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 50. And Friday, mostly sunny with our high near 81. Friday night, mostly cloudy with lows of around 51. And Saturday, partly sunny, high of 77. Saturday night, lows of 51. As we progress on Easter Sunday, sunny with a high near 76. How wonderful to roll around out in the grass with those Easter egg hunt. So much fun. Sunday night, below 52. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. I want an Easter egg hunt. You're going to hide one for me?
I'm going to give you an Easter egg hunt.
Okay, Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 52. And Tuesday, a slight chance of showers coming our way again with partly sunny with a high near 75.
In fact, Saturday, we're going to get get a dozen eggs. We're going to hard boil them, and I'm going to let you color the eggs.
Okay.
And then I'll put them out there Sunday morning early before
Can
you
Can I hide
out.
Six and you hide six?
Okay. We'll do whatever you
okay.
want.
Okay. And then we'll have one for Snooki.
One for Snooki. Yeah,
all right.
She loves it. Hey, this
weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality in-home care, whether it's 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day, it is Home Helpers. And amazing caregivers of Home Helpers can help your loved one be where they're the happiest, in their home. Whether if you're recovering from an injury, a surgery, or if it's long-term care, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, owner, will come see you for a complimentary in-home consultation. You know what? She's going to come in. Sharon's going to come in, see what you need. She's got the people trained, background checked, bonded, insured, you know, all those things that you want to make sure that these people are handpicked if you're going to be taking care of your loved ones in their homes. Give her a call at 226-8350 or check it out at readinghomehelpers.com. You know what? It's been a while, but we have Celestina Traver.
Yay!
I pronounced that right.
Yes, you did.
Traver, back in our, because, you know, I think I said Traver once and her husband caught me and stood on my chest. I got Celestina Traver back in here.
Good morning.
She's, you know, last month you'd had a knee injury or something like that. So,
I did.
And since, you know, I'm so glad to have you back because there's so many things happening. And you all play such an integral part of what's happening in our veterans community.
Yeah, thank you.
So I understand there's a lot of stuff going on.
There is. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're actually attempting to hire a new VSR1. This has been undergoing for about 3 months now. I'm also hiring a new office assistant.
Wow, so you're expanding out then.
We are, well.
Well, the office assistant you have to replace, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the VSR1, what is that?
It's a veteran service rep one. Position.
Okay. And what do
a
they,
beginning position.
And what do they do? Mm-hmm. And what is that? What would that a position do as an employee?
They handle claims work, and they have to be accredited with both the state and national accreditation. They have to take two tests. So they start out at a pay of $14.93.
Yeah, almost $15 an hour.
Yeah. And then. But their skills have to pass two legal tests, and they have to be able to interpret law and all this. So their skills are way up here. The pay is way down here.
Okay.
And we're having a problem filling that. We've had to fly it twice.
Do they have to? They have to already know this stuff before they can apply?
No.
Or you train them? Because I think that's what that I saw you all doing. Is you train these people while they're there.
Absolutely, hours and hours of training.
Okay, you provide the training, and then. After they become trained and they have all this experience, I'm sure then they must get a raise.
They do at 6 months.
Okay.
Yes, they do. But we're having a hard time finding people are, believe it or not, people are applying and they think we're private sector and that they can negotiate the bottom line. And then when they get through the second interview, they want to negotiate. And we go, now this is county government. You have to start at step A. And they're like, oh, I'm out of here. And then I'm left with no one, and I had to refly the position.
How could they not know that's a county? Not know it's a county position?
I don't know.
I mean, how can
Good
you
question.
Not know?
I don't know.
Okay.
So we're in the process of going through a second set of interviews, looking at them right now. We're hoping to fill the slot, but.
Well, you've had some turbulent waters, and we've had three prior to you being in the chair. We've had three of the sitting men in charge, and so it's really welcoming to see a woman. But
Thank
it has
you.
Been we've witnessed in the time that you've been in charge just a lot of turbulence, but. It's been in house and also just outer
mm-hmm.
parts of things that are going on as well that
mm-hmm.
just affect you, that affect the position.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'm just.
Do you like how I say outhouse?
I saw that.
I heard that.
I'm just reading the. I'm just reading some of the comments from Younger Vets. That's the name of the person on there.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they're paying fairly low wages for a job that does law and all these other things. Well, mm-hmm. yes, that's true. That's obvious. You know that. It is true. Even though they get a raise after 6 months, it's still a job that, but it is above minimum wage. It is something, can they grow? I mean, what are the steps? Is it like years before they get another step or?
6 months, they get step B. And then at a year, they can't go to a VSR2 until they pass both of those tests.
Okay. And then VSR2 then pays more.
Yeah.
Obviously. Okay.
Yeah.
It's how many hours are they working there?
And this, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
8 to 5
mm-hmm.
with time off at lunch.
Yes.
And then they have the regular medical and health care and all that.
Yes, and I think that I try to explain that this is about a $20,000-$22,000 benefit if you include your retirement and your medical, and we try to sweeten it, but... Yeah.
Plus, it's retirement. It's a retirement package too.
It is. If they stay absolutely.
In. Okay.
Absolutely. There's a long-term longevity benefit of staying with the county.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're making, starting out at about $15 an hour.
Yeah.
And then in 6 months later, you're going to be over that, obviously, and then mm-hmm. okay. And that's one of the things we need to talk about, that, and even though that thing's kind of like. Doesn't seem like it at times, because you see about the big salaries some of the people make in the county, mm-hmm. is that a lot of the jobs are just like this. And they're paying something that would be lower than the public sector, but they're also getting a retirement that people in the private sector don't get.
Correct. And the medical is so much better than the private sector.
Yeah. Okay, we're here with Celestina Traver, and we're talking to the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and we're talking about they're looking for a veterans representative, that they need to hire because of all the people coming in. We're going to be talking about that, the number of things they do. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here in Redding 10 years ago by Ted Leidy. You can get classes and courses in CCW, advanced pistol, tactical rifle, up team building for your company, which he teaches, has a variety of theirs. It's one day of going out and learning how to safely shoot and having a time and some competition among your employees, and also protecting yourself, non-weapon protection of yourself, self-defense from one of our local Zen masters here. All this through Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back. It's 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 28th of March, 2018.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask,
What's with the end things?
End things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. It is 8:20 here on the 28th of March, 2018. 61 degrees today, going up to 82.
Hey, a little a bit of a shout out and a reminder if you're looking for things to do. It's the North State Bill Cantor Singers Spring Concert, Bill Canto Singers, featuring arias from Mozart's Magic Flute, with musicians from the North State Symphony, conducted by Maestro Scott Seaton. That's Sunday, April 8th at 5 p.m. You can come and meet and greet the artists and musicians, All Saints Episcopal Church. Ticket information, $50 includes hors d'oeuvres and wine after the program. You can call Margaret Brennan Maxie at 472-3294. That's 472-3294. Or come into the station. I've got a flyer. This is really an incredible night where you're, if you love classical music, and of course, again, arias from Mozart.
1326 Market Street. Just come on down. We have a number of handouts and things for people to come in. Okay, we're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, but she has been in the Veteran Service Office for a long time.
8 years.
Eight years, mm-hmm. And we appreciate it. Now, you know, one of the things that we've always realized is that this is the best deal that Shasta County has.
Yeah.
As far as... I guess what's the word I'm trying to use? You know what? You know that the county has taxes and they have all these other things to make money, but the Veteran Service Officer, and I've talked to several, as you know, over the last 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the size of your office compared to other offices, and what the amount of help through your office that veterans have received in just in monetary.
All right.
Does that make
sense?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. I don't mean to throw that question out to unless you have the facts there.
But. I do. We have two vet reps and one VSO, which is me. The veteran representatives does the case management and the cases. We have brought in this year $96 million back in CMP monies back into the veterans' pockets.
Okay, now what is CMP? Because there's people out there that do not know what that is.
It's comp and pension money that we have won cases. And so I train to win. And if we win the legal case, the claim, then that the veteran gets money every mm-hmm. month. And so that money is generated. What?
Now, this is not just regular pensions. Like, I have a pension from the, or my retirement from the Marine Corps. That does not count in this amount of money.
That's correct.
This is simply, these are ones like from injuries or other things.
Disabilities.
How much?
$96 million.
In the last year.
Yes.
That's
incredible.
Now, does that, $96 million in just 1 year,
mm-hmm.
is that include the number of times it stepped on after that? In other words, it's really $30 million, but we figure it rotates three times.
No.
$96
million? $96 million. My team rocks.
In last year?
Yes. Let me do a comparison from 2010.
This is huge.
It is huge. So in 2010, our office brought in $3.5 million in CMP monies. In 2015, we brought in 14.4. We stepped it up in 16 and 17. 16, we brought in 89.5 million, and in 17, we brought in 94 million. We just rocked the house.
Okay, so I think people need to know. Now, this is money that comes into our veterans' pockets right here from Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, comes in from the feds,
mm-hmm.
because these are men and women, of course, who have been, have had disabilities. They've had, you know, who knows what it is, or as they've gotten, they may have had injuries earlier on in their careers, and as things have just gotten worse, you all take care of it. You fight the battles for them.
Correct. Now, absolutely.
How much of this goes to the county?
So what happens is the CalVet did a survey. It came out a couple weeks ago, and they discovered that about 33% of the household income on goods, they spend on goods and services in our local community, which means that $94 million, 33% of it goes back into Shasta County, into the local stores, and this is where they spend it.
Just 33%.
33% on the average.
I thought there'd be more than that, but okay.
All right.
All right. So 33. That's 33 million. Then goes into, well, 31 million.
31 million
goes back into Shasta County and the local economy.
And in the yes, and then they pay taxes on that as 7.25, which means $2.2 million comes back to taxes.
Just through taxes.
Just through taxes. Part of that, 1.25 of the 7.25 comes to the county, back in the county fund,
mm-hmm.
which means that we brought in $387,000 back to the county.
That, and that's just figuring at the very much the at the very minimum, because
absolutely.
You're just talking sales tax.
Correct.
Because there's things like property tax. There's things like could be, you know, buying things here in town. I mean, it's not, I mean, it, because it keeps businesses open. So the businesses also pay, you know, taxes too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an escalating amount of money. But just the idea of $93 million coming back, almost $94 million, coming back into our county out of one branch.
Correct.
How much does it cost to keep you guys open a year, would you say? Do you know?
$386,000.
A year.
A year.
So you're being paid for by what you do.
Correct. Plus, CalVet pays us a stipend of $110,000. So we're bringing in, actually, $1,000 more in county tax than our budget is.
So you all are a moneymaker for the county.
Basically, absolutely.
As opposed to a money loser in other department.
Correct. And we also do a what you call Medi-Cal cost avoidance. And so when veterans go on Medi-Cal or widows, they notify us. We pull them into our office. We get them benefits so that they can actually go off of Medi-Cal and they get benefits they earned.
Okay. So you do this with how many people?
Two.
And you?
And me.
And your admin assistant, who doesn't do anything but answer the phones and try to keep the admin up.
Correct. And process our legal paperwork.
You need more people.
We do.
How many more people could you help? How many people do you help?
We have a caseload of over 7,000 in our books right now.
That's
so,
a year, right?
No, that's total evolving.
Okay.
So each of our vet reps have over 2,300 on their caseload.
How do they do 2,300? How do you do 20? You know, Celestina, you've been doing this a long time. How do you do this?
So we put aside the ones that are inactive, and we open up the new claims. They have about 250 new current claims pending all the time.
250
each.
How long does it take to take? Okay,
so
you know, you've asked me, Carl, you need to come down. It's been 10 years since you've had a re-up on it, and you've been banged up for a long time, and I have not gone down there. But how long does it take to do each one?
Good question. So when I started back in 2010, it was 3 to 5 years. Now, on the average, it takes about an average of a year to get a claim through. Our average for our office is 148 days.
If you have any questions, why don't you, we got the chat room, is just loaded. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Because somebody just stuck it in front of my face. Lori, do you have a question?
About pensions.
I'm sorry, and thanks for waiting. Sorry. I was just fired up right here about all the stuff that's going on. Okay, Lori.
I'm learning a lot, and thank you for having your guest.
Oh, wow.
My comment for her, and then I have something that you were bringing up earlier in the show, if that's okay. Regarding pensions, I think it's a very delicate issue in job interviews because more and more people are hesitant, and they're not trusting that any of it will come to fruition upon retirement. It's a very delicate issue. Yes, it's a benefit, but I just don't know if many people are, you know, sold that that's going to be a viable option. Earlier in your show, you were talking about the youth being affected at the bookstores with, I can't remember if you said Barnes & Noble or not, but the children's section near the 50 Shades.
Yeah, it was. It was. I was so surprised to see 50 Shades of Grey, a very explicit, sexually explicit book, next to the children's section, and it literally took me making phone calls to a number of people where they were parents were showing up, and they and Barnes & Noble backed off and moved it to where they should be.
I'm very glad you did that because I would have had a little bit of a conniption. But what's happening is our youth are being forced into puberty so much quicker and faster because of whether it's the hormones in our foods, the processed, you know, part of that, whether it's the BP plastics. Then you have Hollywood and they're, you know, trying to introduce, I know they want to address gay relationships and abortions even. And so you get some of the subliminal stuff and then you get the rock hit hard stuff in your face. And so I know I could have been that person that, Linda, when you're saying somebody bugged us about that, hump day thing, I think that was me, because it was the hashtag Me Too was happening at that same time, and I thought you might want to, you know, look at your decision on playing that or not.
Oh, I see what you're saying, the hump day being that it's, you know.
Oh, he was like, he was bugging the girl, and she goes, okay, because he was bugging her, but I think it's funny. I don't know, but
I never
remember.
See, these are things we don't look at, because maybe we're too innocent. I don't know.
No. But, and then in closing, because you are talking a lot, as everybody in the media is, about the guns and mental health issue.
Yeah.
Is the Parkland shooting in Florida, they have introduced a bill, 101 pages long, and this is about having youth and children, back to the kids again, taking these assessments for mental health. And if you remember years ago, they started doing the depression checks for suicide and then put kids on medications. It was a complete outrage because these were just simple little yes-no scaling questions. They weren't with a provider, a licensed clinician or whatnot. So anyway, I'm concerned that they're doing this right now, or proposing to, rather, as a bill, that this is another way to just have a police state takeover. Our rights are going to be taken away. It's a gun grab more than starting out with the AR or automatics or whatever they want to say. It's just this one small thing. And then we all know how it kind of just ripcord and become this massive rights being taken away. And so I would just suggest people to really pay attention to the that there's 4 hours of footage that was in the Parkland shooting, the drills, the codes. Why, if there were 2,500 or 3,000 students, not one cell phone got out to anybody? Same thing with the Pulse Club shooting. Same thing with this arsonist bombing thing. We have to really pay attention to contrived false flag. Look it up if you don't know what that means. But there are ways that it's like social engineering our country that will easily or want to and beg to have, you know, more and more taken away. So that's what I wanted to contribute, because you brought that up Monday after the newspaper covered the March for Our Lives. So,
okay. Well, thanks a lot, Lori.
Thanks very much, you guys.
You bet. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And just to kind of catching up here is that our County Veteran Service Officer office, not officer, but under her, brought in $94 million last year in just CMP funds. Those are not retirement funds. And if you look at the, you know, if you added that in, you know, but you don't have anything specifically to do with that. But just bringing that in, $94 million, it's gone up like $80 million since 2010. And the amount of money that comes in to just the county, just if you're looking at just the meager amount that comes in off of the sales tax and just using the sales tax as an example, but there is so much more that this one department brings in over $33 million. And we can't seem to be able to even hire another person that they need. There's two people, and Celestina and an admin worker that's trying to keep up with 7,000 people. because we can't seem to find somebody that wants to come to work at $14.93 an hour, and have all the background that they need. Because as soon as they get trained, guess what? They go someplace else for $25 an hour.
Yep.
And so it's very difficult. And there are things that you can say that, okay, offset by, you know, medical and all this, but you try to help, you know, but it still comes down, they have to pay for that. So it comes down to almost, they could be making closer to minimum wage when all this is going on. In a department that makes more money than any other department in the county. And so I guess you need to ask the Board of Supervisors, is maybe it's time to raise the to take a look instead of, you know, looking at, oh, we got to look at everybody, maybe looking at departments that add things. These are just my ideas. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our show. So we got a lot of people excited out there. 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on the 28th of... Where is the 28th? Yeah, the 28th of...
We're in March, honey.
28th of March. There you go.
That's what 3/28/18 March.
Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high city will be 82 and our lows of 50.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our show at KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran owned that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. And I've got a couple questions from the chat room, but we also have a caller. So, Ruth, good morning. Do you have a question for Celestina?
Hey, good morning. I do. I think it's frustrating for me as the daughter of a veteran who was injured and the records from my dad were lost in St. Louis. So,
and that's fire.
He basically gets denied, and, you know, he's 84 years old. So my whole thought on this is that they'll just keep denying until, you know, he passes away. And, you know, right now is where he can use benefits that, you know, he never went after and was encouraged by his VFW people down in L.A. where he was to make those claims because they were legitimate. And he's a very proud man, and I'm a little frustrated by it, frankly, and I'd like to hear what she has to say about this.
Is he here in town? Ruth, Ruth, is he here in town?
He is now. Yeah,
okay.
He's Shasta County now.
Okay.
He met your parents the other night in front of Mosaic.
Yeah.
They moved up here from Ojai. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Celestina, what's the answer to this?
Oh, it's a tricky. It's very tricky. Our staff constantly talks about this and how the fire has really impeded a veteran's claims. We try to think out of the box because there's nothing we can do. We can't reinvent something that was burnt or lost. We can. What we do is we have a document we fill out, and he adds as much information as he can, and we try to get the St. Louis to write up a document that states, you know, the dates in his branch of service and an honorable discharge. And we use that, plus we also try to gather evidence. We have to think out of the box, so we ask for letters that he wrote home to someone if they've saved it. And believe it or not, people have those letters still. And we also look at the internet for evidence and for citations from the Washington, D.C. They have citations out there that we can use as evidence as well.
So, see, what we're talking
about. Oh, my gosh. You know, I just have to say, my dad wrote love letters to my mom.
Does mom still have them?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, my goodness.
I just found them last year, actually.
Well, see, now here's
a
way.
Well,
here's a way of showing that he was in the service and he was in places. But the other thing, too, what we're talking about, in St. Louis, where they had all of these veterans' records burnt down, and all of these records, there were no backups. They were all paper records, and they were gone. And this is what Celestina's talking about. How can we go and find, it's almost like a detective story, because we know he served, but now we've got to prove he served.
Yeah,
and then you got to prove is that okay? So if he served and he served during this time period, then he rates these benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up. I know your dad's such a great guy.
Well, I won't, but because I'm very tenacious. But thank you so much. I appreciate that, and I'm going to go pull those letters out
and then come down to our office.
Yeah, come down and see Celestina.
Will do. Thank you.
You bet, Ruth. Thank you. Hey, there's something called HR 333. This is about the medically retired Chapter 61 retirees. Are you familiar with this one?
I am.
This is with less than 20 years, do not get CRDP.
So, yeah, we want everybody to support this bill going through. So what it is if you have 20 years retirement from the military and you are over 50% service-connected, you get a concurrent pay, which means you get both military pay and VA pay. But at this point, a lot of veterans, because of OEF, OIF, are getting injured, and they no longer can serve. So they're disabled at under 20 years. Let's say they're between 10 and 20 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
And now they have a VA disability and they no longer can serve. That retirement is, they can't get it.
They're still medically retired from the military, right?
They are, but they don't get that money.
But see, the other one, explain exactly what that is, CRDP. CRDP. What's that stand for? Consolidated. Look it up. I've got Bob looking it up because you hear about it all the time. But this is for people that have had injuries sustained while on active duty.
Correct.
And it could be either a car wreck or it could be battle injuries. Mm-hmm. But it's resulted in a percentage of disability.
Correct.
And now this money is paid by the VA. If it's combat, it's combat related, CRDP, mm-hmm. combat related
yes.
Disability pay.
Correct.
There it is. I think that's what it
that is.
That
is.
Concurrent retirement and disability pay.
Not even
that's
close.
What we're,
not even close.
So there are two separate yeah. ones. You're talking about two separate.
Right.
But the one he's talking about is the concurrent. We want everybody to get behind the AB 333 because.
Right.
I believe that if you're medically retired and you have a blue card, then you should get that retirement when you're 62 or mm-hmm. whenever they suggest it's appropriate.
Okay.
But at this point, you don't get it. You can't have both.
Right.
You have to give up one.
Okay. Instead of both.
Yes.
Now, I have one from I have my regular retirement, and I have another one for combat-related injuries
mm-hmm.
That I've had. But I've got to go back and I've got to come down and have you all take a look at it. I have no idea where it is now. Because I see...
Please come down to
because
what are you doing?
No.
I know.
You know, but you can go out and turkey hunt. And a guy with crutches gets one.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
You should take that time and go down and see about your service.
There you go. Bada bing, bada boom.
I'm going to take a break now. The estrogen just overtook me. I'm leaving. We're going to take a break. It's a quarter till the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm being beat up by my wife and the veteran service officer. I mean, come on. This is just, and Bob's sitting there just smiling at me. You know, you could help a little bit here. It's a quarter till 9 exactly. We'll be right back after these messages.
Visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Jastina Ranch, the planned community, brought to you by Palomar Builders in East Reading. Jastina Ranch is right off of Airport Road at the Shasta View entrance. It features a regional park with walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. With Phase 2 special offerings right now, including a beautiful corner lot with framing completed. With 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2-car garage, 1,850 square feet now offered at just $358.8. And over here, Lot 6, absolutely beautiful, including rear yard landscaping. It's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 3-car garage at 2,408 square feet now offered at $468.8. And it's move-in ready. See more at ShastinaRanchReading.com. Come experience Shasta Ranch for yourself and find your new home. Contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on.
like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
This comes from Streets of Fire. Here it comes.
I got a dream about an angel on the beach and the perfect wind is starting to come.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 61 degrees right now, going up to 82. It's going to be a beautiful day, a beautiful week. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And tomorrow we have, of course, Trish Clark and I are taking on the world. But we're having with us Melissa Hunt from Anderson, who is running for Board of Supervisors in that district against Les Ball. And we'll be coming in and we'll talk to her about what she wants to do about things like jail bed space, but also I'm going to talk to her about the Veteran Service Office and say, you know what, are you prepared to take a really good look at how much we're paying those people down there because of the amount of money they bring back into this county?
Do you realize that we are...
And there's nothing wrong with saying this.
17% paid less, 17% by any other VSO in county in California.
Even though you do probably twice as much work as many of the others do. I mean, have twice as many people because of the number of veterans we have just in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, is that fair? Is that a fair assumption?
I don't know about
but
in small counties, we're considered a small county because we have a little over 16,000 population veterans. Anything under 20,000 is considered a small county. We have probably about 9 counties in that are considered small counties, and mm-hmm. we ranked second in the state of California for bringing in the most CMP money.
Okay, so there's 20 small, what they consider small counties because you're under 20,000. Yet in the whole state of California, y'all brought in more money than everybody but one other organization.
Except Monterey.
Monterey.
And Monterey has a base there, so
yeah,
they have a little bit.
Yeah. Is this considered small? You mean in the small counties or just overall?
In small counties.
In small counties.
Yes.
Okay. Well, isn't that interesting? And you're paid 17% less.
Correct.
Isn't this interesting? I find this so interesting.
Yes,
when things
absolutely
like this happen.
Statistics.
And then you wonder why we have problems keeping people that after we train them and they become, you know, it's kind of like the sheriff's department and the deputies. That once they're trained, because they're being paid so much less than anybody else, they just have a tendency to migrate to other agencies and not even have to move because they can go to other places in a 20-mile radius around here. Okay, Celestina Traver. Now, Veteran Service Officer. Now, this is pretty good. I've got this. I'm going to have to try and save all of this about the difference in here. A CRSC, it's a special compensation for combat-related disabilities. It is non-taxable. The CRDP is a restoration of retired pay for retirees with service-connected disabilities. It is taxed in the same amount as retired pay is normally considered taxable income. No application is required. Eligible retirees receive CRDP automatically. It's a CRSC that you have to, I mean, you're putting in for things, right?
Right.
Okay. And then that one's non-taxable. And that doesn't count. That isn't taken from your retirement pay or anything. That's just added on.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So now, where is your office location?
1855 Shasta Street.
Okay. And it's right across the street from a Black Bear Diner. Or Black Bear Diner headquarters.
Headquarters,
not Black Bear Diner, but their corporations right across the street. You'll see it. There's a flag there. It's there's a bunch of neat things up in front of the building.
We have a veteran silhouette statue.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Beautiful artwork outside.
Oh, it is. Okay, Celestino, where are y'all going now in this, not moving, but this year? I mean, is it every day you're just churning? Can you look down the road and say, hey, look, I'd really like to do this. Do we need to expand the office? Do you have room to expand, say, two more people in there?
I do. I absolutely do.
You have room to be able to hire two or three more people.
Yes, and one of the people I want for outreach, because we have 22 zip codes. We have several outlining areas, Burney and Shingletown. And
22 and, zip codes in this county?
Yes.
Wow.
I had no idea.
So we have, French Gulch and Lakehead. And I'd like to get people out there to, we have a lot of people that can't come into our office because they're so ill and bedridden. And I'd like to get someone that's trained, that goes into the home and into the assisted livings and help them.
Okay. Yeah, now here's something else, too. I'm sorry.
Not a caregiver, but just, like you said, an outreach that they get to see that person.
Fill out their paperwork.
And just love on them for like an hour a day. And let's say you've got five a day. You're all over the place, but you're...
But they're there to do their paperwork.
Yeah, but they're also to support
to let them know
them.
They've been
connect
remembered.
Them. Yes.
My daughter is a hospice nurse and runs a whole big division of it down in New Mexico. She goes out in the res and goes to houses out there in the middle of nowhere. And they're very thankful because somebody cares. So this kind of thing, what you're talking about, because there's so many veterans out there that probably rate this type of a benefit that helps pay for their care. And so many people don't even know about that. That if you've served during combat, not even in combat, but during a time of war, you can receive money to help take care.
Non-service connected pension.
There it is.
It helps pay for the caregiver, someone to come into their home to care for them.
And that
it's
could be
huge.
That could be their wife or their child, right?
Yes.
So if they're taking care of you already, it's well over $1,000 a month.
Helps. Yeah, it helps because if they're in the outlying areas and they're paying to drive, go and get prescriptions or go and shopping for someone. That gas money, the gas prices have obviously gone up. It helps, pay for gas and their time.
But it's something that the veterans have earned this benefit. This is not something and here's the difference. There's benefits that you've earned, and then there's, what do they call them, things they hand out to people. What is that?
Medi-Cal?
No. you know, the stuff they just hand,
Yeah.
It's not benefits. It's, come on, guys.
Welfare?
Entitlement. This is not an entitlement.
No.
This is not, you can't find a job or something like this. This is a benefit that the veterans have earned.
Absolutely.
This is part of the deal we have with veterans. And they rate these. And a lot of them don't know about it. And we need to get, I think having an outreach person is a wonderful idea. Mm-hmm. How many more people could you help that way?
Oh, many, God, many, many.
It's got to be hundreds in just Shasta County.
Yes.
So what does it take for the veterans of this county and this city to do to talk to the board of supervisors and say, get your heads out of your ears that, you've got an organization here. I mean, you're just, I'm asking you the questions. It's not like you're coming in here volunteering all this stuff. Okay. You just happen to have it.
I think the board really supports our office.
Uh-huh.
I think we have a problem with Governor Brown and the budget. And just finding the money to, I noticed that in our budget, $45,000 was taken from our budget in from 2014 to 2015. And that was that huge Brown cut that has affected all of us. So, I think it's a little bit more than the board because I believe the board is really behind our office.
Okay.
It's just the... I don't know the answer to it. That's above my pay grade.
It comes to this: is that the money, amount of money coming into Shasta County has been static. It's been, if anything, maybe going down a little bit every year. However, you got to take a look at a way of increasing the amount of money that comes in, and maybe putting a couple more people over in the Veterans Service Office might increase that from $94 million a year to $104 million a year. Which then more than pays for that. So.
Anyway. Also, I wanted to mention Mike Dahl is starting a collaborative, which is the very first time. Tehama County has a collaborative, but veterans, where I'm going to be part of that. And I think that's going to be huge for our county, brand new. And we all collaborate as one. And that will kind of bring all services together.
Okay, what is that going to do, though? I mean, Mike is a well-known supporter of veterans events and veterans things with his service and also the service of his son and all this.
Mm-hmm.
But so what does the collaborative do then? I mean, when you say that leadership of different groups are getting together then? Or
yes, I think that we have veterans groups at Shasta College. We have a veteran group at Simpson.
Right.
We have all these veteran groups. I think we need to all come together and share information. And Mike is going to, he probably.
Yeah. Well, they have the Shasta County, the CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council, too.
Yes, they do.
That they need to get also organized and get the universities and the colleges into this. Celestina Traver, thank you so much for
Absolutely.
Coming here. It's been a while.
It has.
Just drop a few bombshells in here. Veterans. How do you, what's your phone number down there?
It's 530-225-5616.
And this is for children of veterans that the older, like Ruth Angel called in today. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of benefits out there that your father and mother have earned that could probably help them in their lives. As you know, that could help them ease some things. It could be anything from medication to doctor's visits to helping get them to doctor's visits to money to help take care of your, you know, of those veterans that are up in their 80s and older. I just would like to remind everybody that the aid assistance is available, but you have to head on down to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Well,
thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to remind everybody on the 31st, they're having this fundraiser for that World War II veteran down at the BFW Post 1934. From 4 to 6 p.m. for Robert Butler, a World War II prisoner of war.
And don't forget Jersey Mike's.
Don't forget Jersey Mike's today. Every dollar goes to help the abused children. So everybody head on down to Jersey Mike's today.